And we're stronger when together.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week we hear of a new initiative by Enterprise Ireland to help companies on their sustainability journey. Alexa Toomey is Head of Sustainability at EI and explains what the campaign aims to achieve.
Well, I suppose the purpose of this campaign is really about getting the word out there to all of the client companies that Enterprise Ireland works with. So that's about 4,000 companies, but equally to the wider enterprise base in Ireland to really highlight the importance to all of them of having a sustainability plan in place. I suppose from our point of view here in Enterprise Ireland, we know that sustainability is something that's hugely important to, you know, kind of all enterprise. And I think it's increasingly something that all companies are going to have as part of their business strategy. So we're just trying to get the word out there that, you know, companies need to get a sustainability plan in place if they don't already have one, and that we've got a lot of supports here that can help them to do that.
And what might a sustainability plan look like for a small business?
I think that this is one of the things that maybe kind of put some companies off kind of getting started on this journey. So when we talk about a sustainability plan, we really mean one that's right for your business wherever you're at. So there's some companies that have a big carbon footprint. So for them, the main focus of their sustainability plan is likely going to be reducing that carbon footprint. And the environment is, you know, obviously a huge pillar of anybody's sustainability plan. So it could be about carbon, it could be about water usage, it could be about, you know, the packaging that you're using. It could be about, you know, just kind of being more energy efficient within your business, which I think is something that's relevant to so many companies for a lot of reasons as they kind of look at energy prices increasing, but equally as they try to reduce their carbon footprint. But it's also the wider area. So if we think of kind of that wider ESG area, where we're looking at, you know, what can companies do to make sure they're as kind of socially sustainable as well as kind of economically sustainable. So, you know, how do they interact with their communities? How do they interact with their supply chain? How do they interact with their staff? So I suppose I'd really say to companies that taking that first step is the important step, and that wherever you're at, whether you've got a high carbon footprint or a low carbon footprint, you know, there is something in this for everybody. So your sustainability plan will always be right-sized to your own business.
And have EI client companies made progress on improving their sustainability?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've been working with companies kind of, I suppose, more intensively over the past kind of maybe 2 years on sustainability. We've always had offerings in this space, but we've kind of done a lot more recently. One company that I'd kind of point to is Port West. So Port West are based up in Mayo, and they manufacture workwear and PPE. A lot of us would know their logo and use their products, I'm sure. And for them, you know, they looked at sustainability in terms of what are the kinds of materials they're using that allow them to continue to, you know, kind of produce safety wear that meets all of the requirements and that is kind of world class, but that also kind of has a lower carbon footprint. So, you know, that's something that they have done. And I suppose that's helped them when they're working with their customers. So when they're working with some of the very large construction companies who buy their safety wear, that they're able to show that their safety wear is as sustainable as it can be.
And what kind of supports can you offer to companies who want to improve their sustainability?
We have some workshops. So we have our Sustainability Kickstarter program, and that's a half-day program. It's made available free of charge to companies. And what that does is it brings companies through what are the basics of a sustainability plan, what does good look like, why is a sustainability plan important for you and your business? We recognise companies are very busy. You know, and they need to be focusing their efforts on things that are going to deliver for them. And it just really helps them to get started. So we have, you know, kind of that style of a workshop where you're attending along with your peers. They're online workshops, but, you know, we do try and make sure that companies get the chance to interact on them. We also have funding supports that help companies to bring an expert in to work with them on their specific plans. So we've got our climate action voucher, which provides companies with access to 2 days of a consultant's time to work with them. We have our Green Start Fund and our Green Plus Fund. I won't go into the details of all of them, but really this is about bringing expertise into your company and helping your company to access training. And then when companies are looking at maybe kind of decarbonizing their business, you know, for those companies that have, you know, maybe a bit more of a carbon footprint, we have supports there to help you to adopt kind of best in class technology that will help to bring down the carbon footprint of your business.
And how can people find out more about the EI sustainability campaign?
So they can go onto our website, so that's enterprise-ireland.com, and they can go onto our social media presence as well, where we have lots of information being shared there, you know, kind of on different workshops and different initiatives that we're hosting.
For more on the EI sustainability campaign, go to enterprise-ireland.com or look up the show notes for this episode. And we're stronger
when together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.